Amen. Well, at this time, I just want to go ahead and pray in. So, Father, I come before you, God, and I just thank you, God, just for this opportunity, God, and this privilege, God, to be able, God, to speak forth, God, God, into your women's hearts, God, that you use me, God, increase, God, as I decrease, God. In Jesus' name, amen. If you can all turn your Bibles to the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 12 through 18. Can I get an amen? All right. So the Bible reads, "Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up, until you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me." At this, they wept aloud again. Then Orpah, please excuse me if I accidentally say Oprah. It looks like Oprah. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye. But Ruth clung to her. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, even if death separates you and me." When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. So looking at this portion of scripture, right, if you've read the story of Ruth, you know that Naomi and her husband moved to Moab from Bethlehem, and there they had two sons who married two women, Orpah and Ruth. In the first few scriptures, we see that Naomi's husband passes away, and shortly after, her two sons pass away. So Naomi gathers all her belongings, anything she could take with her, right? She got her pens, pencils, notebooks, papers, come on. And she packed them all up on her donkey, and her two daughter-in-laws were also going to go with her as well. But in Scripture 1:8, she tells her daughters to return home to their families. But she says this three times, not just once, but three times. The second time in verse 11, and the third time in verse 12. But the main thing that catches my attention is verse 16 through 17. Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn away from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely." Ruth, a young woman, right, who had opportunity upon opportunity to return to her family. But in that opportunity, she maybe didn't go home for months at a time, maybe even years. She gave that all up to follow this woman named Naomi. And if you notice that she didn't just like pack up all her stuff and just say, "Okay, I'm going to go with you." You see, in that moment, there had to be a relationship formed between Naomi and Ruth. Because if there wasn't a relationship, Ruth would have looked at Naomi like, "You're crazy. Like, I don't want to follow you." But there was a relationship. There was a relationship between a disciple and a discipler. Can I get an amen? So this got me curious. Why would Ruth give up her family? She gave up any kind of family function, going to Christmas parties, hanging out at quinceañeras. You know, she gave up people that she knew, people that she loved, to go and be with people that might judge her, to go be with people that might talk about her behind her back. But in this moment, Ruth wasn't acting out in the natural like Orpah. She was acting out in the supernatural with a little bit of faith. Amen. She didn't know what was going to happen. She didn't know where God was going to take her, but she had that mustard seed faith. Amen. She had that radical spirit that God wants to put in you, ladies. God wants to turn something up inside of you that says, "Wherever you go, I will go. Can I get an amen? Because in her giving up her time or things she loved or cared about, God stirred it up in her that caused her to say, where you go, I will go. Where your people are, those are going to be my people because your God is my God. Something that I've always held on to is if you take care of his people, he's going to take care of yours. Amen? Let me just flip this page real quick. This is personal to me because I've seen the hand of God on my family. And to give you kind of like something personal, my dad, before I was saved, I used to do drugs with him. I didn't meet him until I was 18. He was in and out of prison. He was, you know, homeless on the streets. And when I met him, I had my guard up. But then I kind of slowly started to let him come in. And I didn't let him come into my life the good way. We were doing drugs together. He was a heroin addict, meth addict. He was an alcoholic. And we didn't have the best relationship already to begin with. But when you are able to stay faithful to where God has brought you from, you're going to see God move in your family. Because 2 years later, my dad is a sober man. Something I never, ever thought in my whole life I would ever see. But even though he may not come to church faithfully, I know that he loves God because he says he prays. And I believe him because he's like, Trina, I get on my knees in the morning and I don't know what I'm doing, but I just pray. And I'm like, God, like, Dad, that's what you gotta do. All you have to do is just create that relationship. And he always tells me, he's like, I got sober because of you, but it's not because of me. It's because I live a life for Christ. Amen? My mom, I wish she could be here. She could be here tonight, but she wasn't able to make it. She is a Catholic all her life. She's like one of those devoted Catholics that got like altars in their houses, you know? And I like, when I growing up, that was normal, you know, to have like all these statues and stuff. And what was crazy was last year she went to World Conference and it blew her away. It blew her away. She's like, I understand why you do what you do because it's not about us, but it's about people. Amen? You see, Ruth had that faith, but first it was displayed to her. We have women in this church. We have women sitting in this front row right here before your eyes that have that big faith. Amen. They're amazing examples that give up their lives daily. They don't get paid to do what they do. Amen. But you see just how big it is by their faith. Amen. And Ruth had that exampleship, and it was Naomi. Amen. And what came out of that exampleship was number one, loyalty. Now, loyalty is a strong feeling of support or allegiance. She clung to Naomi, right? She didn't want to leave her side because she saw that there was hope. She stayed loyal even when things got hard. And when I say hard, things got uncomfortable. Things started to stretch her capacity, right? And when God asked us to step out of our comfort zone, that's super like, no, we don't want to, right? Because we're like in this little circle, right? Like we make this little circle. And then when God asks us like to step out, it's like, I don't want to. Can I put my big toe in there? You know, but no, like God's saying, I want all of you. Amen? And when he asks us, right, maybe sometimes he asks you to greet at the front door. And we don't want to because it's like, man, I got to work with people today. I don't want to, but God's doing something in you. God is creating a woman of God that says, man, I want to break those chains of fear. Amen? God created you for so much more, but we allow fear to hold us back. Someone in this room is meant to be a preacher. But because you have a fear of speaking or what others think holds you back, that you're letting it grip you. God wants to break that grip off of you. Amen. Someone in this room is meant to take a city. Man, don't allow your fear to work with people. Get in the way. Amen? Because God wants to use your testimony. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter your background. Because God is going to use it to glorify him and honor him. Amen? Loyalty is when God asks you to stand at your post. No matter how tired you are, no matter what may come your way, but you are allowing God to stretch your capacity. Amen? So, just to throw this out there, God is not a God of fear. Amen? But He's a God of a future. So when the devil comes knocking on your door, right, he's going to come knocking. He's going to try and get in there. You got to turn around and remind him of his future. You got to remind him God has already won the victory. Amen? In Ruth chapter 3, verse 1 through 4, one day Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, said to her, "My daughter, I must find a home for you where you will be well provided for. Now, Boaz, with whose women you have worked, is a relative of ours. Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. Wash, put on perfume, and get dressed in your best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking." Amen. This right here, first we talked about loyalty. My second point is obedience. Ruth gained obedience, right? She listened to her leader's heart. Right? So obedience is compliance with an order, a request, or a law to another's authority. Ruth was someone that said yes. She may not have understood what was happening, or maybe she didn't even know how she ended up in that position, but she knew that God was going to see her through it. Amen? God's going to bring you to something, and you're going to look at this trial. You're going to look at this thing, but God doesn't say don't look at it with a wall, but look at it with a hammer in your fist that you're going to break that wall down. Amen? My third point is, first we learned about obedience, and my third point is openness. Amen? Completely free from concealment or exposed to a general view or knowledge. Ruth was open with Naomi. She allowed Naomi to give her advice on what to do to reach their goals or conquering fear, doubt, or whatever she may have had. Because how many know that just because we say the sinner's prayer, that just because we come on Sundays or we go to every event, that we don't got baggage? Right? Because I know when I came in, I said the sinner's prayer, but I still have some baggage. Come on. I'm not the only one. Ruth was open with Naomi, right? She was open with her about everything because that's how Naomi was able to talk to her, to be able to pour into her life. And I don't know about you, but being open with her, like, it gave her that room to be able to disciple, right? That way Naomi and Ruth could be an example to other women. Amen? Now, can I keep it real with you ladies real quick? I'm keeping 100, okay? I came in carrying some baggage back in the day. Just kidding. When I first got saved, when I went into the women's home, it's a funny story now, but back then it wasn't. I came in trying to lie. I came in with this girl, and I said she was my sister, right? Trying to pull it off. Thought I was cool. Thought it would work. But really, she was my girlfriend at the time. And the home director saw right through it. And, man, I was like, dang, how'd you see that, man? Just kidding. Trying to think I pulled it off, you know? But even going through the home, right, I didn't allow God to do what he wanted to do. See, I thought I conquered homosexuality, but in reality, I was just ignoring it. And it wasn't until I went to the training center a couple months later, after completing the home, that I got put on discipline. And in the training center, sometimes they don't tell you that you're going to get put on discipline until like midnight. And so I was like up, right, 12 in the morning, midnight, and my staff was like, okay, you're going to go clean all the ice off of the freezer. I was like, oh, you know, I got this, right? I did this in the women's home all the time. And so I was right there, right, like getting all the ice, and then I just started to cry. I was like, God, why am I crying? I mean, I cry all the time, but why am I crying right now, you know? And because God was saying, man, I want to do something different. The reason why you weren't able to change then is because you have ice on your heart. And I want to remove that ice. And man, I just broke. I was so broken because I was like, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not allowing you to work in my life. Amen. But how many of you know God wasn't done with me yet? Someone say, God's not done with you yet. Amen. So I got home, right? And, you know, I was doing good. I was serving. But how many of you know, like, when you try to hide something, it gets uncomfortable. Like, there's something that's, like, stirring in you. And it's just like, man, like, I don't want to say it, but I have to. Right? So I went to my leaders, and it was the most hardest thing I've ever had to do was be open about my secret sin, you know? But I wanted that change. I wanted that change. And I went to them, and I said, I'm addicted to porn. And in that moment, I felt chains break. Because God has a love that has no limits. Amen? And when you are able to be open with your leaders, you're doing something. You are allowing God to come in. You are allowing Him to move in your heart. Amen? And so be open with your leaders. Just kidding. And I bring up these main things that I went through because I'm not perfect. Amen. I struggle with my flesh every day. But when you're able to die to your flesh and be open and allow God to change you, God will take you to places that you can't even imagine. Amen. I never in my right mind would ever see myself going to the mission field, especially Amsterdam. Amsterdam is the country where prostitution is all up and everywhere. Drugs are all up and everywhere. We went into this building, and they call it Blackwater. And it's a building where they allow heroin addicts to go get high. They provide heroin addicts with 900 euros. Now, in American money, that's about $1,200. Okay, you can do all kinds of stuff with $1,200. But now, 900 euros plus they have a place to do their drugs, plus they get food, plus they get shelter. So we went in there, and it was heavy. It was so heavy walking into that place. And then we went into the red light district. So a few of you I know have been there, but to give you an example of it, it's windows. There's windows. There's like these alleys, skinny alleys, wide alleys, windows all along the strip. And there's women in each window, and there's a red light inside of them. And women are just dressed in their underwear, just knocking on the windows, saying, like, wanting sex, right? Now, there's men walking past these, and they're, like, they're the ones that are buying. And they just go in there, and I was scared. When I first got the call to go to Amsterdam, I was scared. I was super scared because of my past. I was super scared because God, like, you better keep me because I don't, you know? Just kidding. But God kept me, you know? And when I went to the red light district, man, I looked into these women's eyes and I broke. Because when you look into their eyes, you just see that they want help, but they don't know how to get it because it's so normal there. Things are so normal there that they don't know how to break free. When they see people give up their lives for Christ, they're like, what are you even talking about? You know, because it's not normal. Amen? But there's a revival taking place in Amsterdam. There is a spirit that's sweeping in and that's setting women free. God is going in and He's changing their lives. Amen? Siobhan, if you can make your way to the piano, please. Amen? So if you can turn your book to James chapter 4, verse 8. And it reads, come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. God doesn't want you to think, I will never be perfect, or I keep messing up. He's saying, come as you are. and watch me transform your life. Sometimes we can get to a place where we think it's okay if I do this thing, or it's okay if I, you know, I do that, or I do this. I didn't do that, so I'll be all right, right? And you see, some of us battle with giving away our secret sin because it's uncomfortable, or it's what you're used to. But God wants you to break out of that religious spirit. He wants you to break free from those chains. You do not have to feel ashamed. You do not have to feel embarrassed. Come as you are, God is saying. If you could please stand. Maybe there's someone in this room that you struggle with something similar. Or maybe it could be completely different. It could be maybe nothing I even talked about. But God wants to take you, ladies, to a place where there's no limits, a place where God's going to break chains, a place where he's going to set you free. Amen. Because ladies, God is going to see you through whatever trial you're facing, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are conquerors. You are soldiers in a great army. You have that faith to move mountains. You have a spirit of God inside of you to reach women on the streets. You have a spirit inside of you that says, go where I call you. But you just gotta listen to it. You just gotta hear the voice behind the voice. I wanna make an altar call for women that desire change, that want to go the extra mile, that say, God, I want something different in my heart. Amen. Because maybe some of you have been struggling in faith because you don't see it happening in your finances. You give and you give and you give. But maybe you don't see it. Or maybe you're struggling because you want your family to come and it's been years. But let me tell you something. God wants to bring you to this altar because this is where God's going to promise you. This is where God's going to give you that breakthrough. All you have to do is just let go and let God. I struggle with being open. Maybe that's what you're thinking, but maybe you have something that you're not ready to share yet. Or maybe you just don't know how. Bring it to the altar. Allow God to break it off of you. And maybe you just want to learn how to say yes. Maybe you struggle with saying yes. This is where it's at, ladies. This altar is where you get that breakthrough. Amen? So I want to invite you to come to this altar. Come get that breakthrough. Come get that change that God wants to do in your life. Let go of that secret sin. Don't be afraid to let it go.